The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. How big is your God? In your concept, in your relationship, in your understanding of God, how great is he? What place in your life do you offer to him? Modern society has a tendency to shrink God. Generally speaking, in our day and age, there's a great skepticism towards religion and faith. And particularly, out loud at least, there's a great skepticism or lack of patience for, at least in the public sphere, a lack of patience for Christian faith. In Europe, in Britain, in North America, this seems quite common. So in the face of this, how much space or room do you offer to God to be God? When we think of Jesus, we think of the Son of God, and it takes some time, especially amongst young people, children, to understand and accept that Jesus is more than just the Son of God. He is also God. Jesus is God. And if Jesus is God, how will that affect or change or inform your relationship with Jesus? There is a trend. There is a capability, certainly. But there seems to be a desire to soften Jesus in a sense of making him a comfortable companion, a friend, a fellow along the way, a good teacher, someone who has windswept hair and kind eyes, who hugs lambs and gathers children around him. All of those images are to some degree true. God is good, and therefore Jesus would have kind eyes. We see images of Jesus as a good shepherd, and he has a lamb to remind us of his role as shepherd. He says, "Let the little children come to me," and they did. I'm not dismissing that kind of aspect of who Jesus is. But I'm on the way to proposing that there is more. There is a tendency in popular culture to commodify Jesus and to often present him as a simple buddy. There is an example. On the market, you can find a bobblehead. And you have, in a cartoon format, you have Jesus winking with his thumb out. Is a buddy Jesus, right? And his bobblehead, so it's a toy. It is not the most pious depiction of Jesus, but it is a comfortable one. Where do we place Jesus in our life? Do we remember that our Lord and Savior is God? Who is God for us? How old or how long has God been in existence when we think of him? How often do we turn our attention to God? Do we remember that God is eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, all-merciful? There's a lot of alls there. He is complete. God is perfect. God existed before anything else and has chosen to include us to exist with him forever. In our first reading, we hear a dialogue between God and Job. And Job is ready to have a talk with God. And God, in a certain sense, is reminding him who he is in conversation with. Who is he standing before? He's not chastising Job, but reminding him the reality of that particular moment and relationship. And so we hear, and this is a short passage of a longer kind of monologue of God reminding Job who he is. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? In other words, he's speaking to Job. Job, who are you? Do you realize how small you are? Do you realize that you are standing before the one who created the universe? And in this particular small passage, he describes separating the water from the earth, establishing the firmament, putting boundaries on the depths of the oceans, putting order, creating at the origins of all that we know. God was not only there, but God produced these things and gave them boundaries. The firmament of heaven, clouds that adorned the sky, putting bars and doors, controlling the bounds of the seas. God is reminding Job, that was me who did all of that. Remember that you are before the Almighty and the Eternal. In a very wise pairing, in our gospel we have Jesus in reference to the sea and the wind and the rain, where we are reminded that Jesus is more than their teacher, our teacher. Jesus is the same God, the one true God. And we are reminded of this when Jesus stands up in that boat and rebukes the wind and tells the sea what to do. Peace, be still. No other creature on earth can do this. He commands creation. The wind stops, the sea is still. Immediately, God is in that boat. God is with them. God is here. We will encounter the Creator of the universe. We will receive our God within us, the reception of communion. Jesus is the best of teachers. Jesus invites us to call him friend. Jesus presents himself as our brother that we enter into the family of God through our baptism. There is a familial and familiar aspect to our relationship with God. But we need to avoid the temptation to limit God, to forget, either conveniently or just because, that God is greater than us, that we are His creation. We are His children, but He has existed before us and calls us to be with Him forever. Because only God chooses and creates what we might be able to call forever. And if we want to participate in this eternity, this forever, this unity with the source of love and life, then we need to approach our God, almighty, all-powerful, all-loving, all-merciful, who has come to be with us and continues to be with us. Let us not forget whose house we are in and how long God has been calling to us as a people, as a church, as individuals. Let us join with Him. Let us show Him the reverence that is due. Let us allow our God to take His place as our God. And let us receive the grace, the blessing, the peace that He desires to share with us.